Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Season Sports with me, Asra Begovic. Delighted to be back with you guys. Probably much sooner than you all would have expected, so it's great to be back with you regularly. Just so many things going on, especially in the world of the NBA, that I have to get into some of these things that are going on and get down to it. Actually, I've recorded a podcast with the And One podcast guys. Had a good chat with them, so we're going to upload this as part of our main podcast, and you'll get to see my thoughts on recent NBA events, which has just been crazy. Kawhi Leonard landing with the Clippers. Nobody would have expected that. Teaming up with Paul George, them getting draft picks from Oklahoma. Well, them sending draft picks to Oklahoma City. 5 first rounders, which is incredible. Couple second rounders. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and also Danilo Gallinari, who's a really good veteran and has got a 1-year contract left, so he's an expiring contract. So just in a massive haul from the OKC Thunder. Now fair play to Sam Presti, but nobody would have seen this coming. It's just an incredible turn of events. Makes the Clippers, well, at least by the bookie standards, favorites to win a title next year. So I think that really changes the game quite a lot. So yeah, we're going to get into that chat in a minute. We'll finish off with the huddle. What else has been going on? So we've got the Women's World Cup. The American women won the World Cup. Fair play. They beat the Netherlands in the final. Amazing news there. Brazil won the Copa America to win their first trophy in about something like 12 years, which is crazy. And then also Mexicans winning the Gold Cup, beating America in the final in Chicago. So a lot of football news. Back to preseason. We're working hard, working crazy, getting ready for the new season. Very much looking forward to it. We head to Spain for our training camp this week. So excited about that to come. But before we get into my chat with the M1 guys and we get into the huddle, I've got to mention our sponsor for the pod, MyCompareVPN. We're sponsored by CompareMyVPN, the home of the best independent VPN reviews. Visit them for exclusive VPN special offers available on the market. A VPN will enhance your online privacy, unblock popular streaming content, and live sporting events. So visit the website, please. I take a lot of pride in online privacy and things like that. So I think it goes a long way. So make sure you visit them. Now on to my chat with the And One podcast.
So welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We have a special guest join us today on the And One podcast. We have Asmir Begovic, who's the host of the Season of Sports podcast. Me and my co-host Daryl were on the Season of Sports podcast back in February. We discussed talking points towards how things were shaping up for the playoffs, and it was a very great episode. We appreciate you for having us on the Season of Sports podcast, Asmir, and we'd love to be on it again.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your podcast, and I hope to have you guys on again on my podcast very soon.
Yeah, no worries. So Asmir, so since we're very glad to have you on the show, on this episode of the Unworld podcast, when I'll be speaking with the other co-host, we'll be covering the crazy free agency which transpired last week, and then also the free agent moves which have now become official. But before we move on to that, Asmir, on the last episode of the N1 podcast, we went through the NBA finals. We discussed whether the Toronto Raptors winning the NBA championship will have an asterisk because of the Kevin Durant injury and Klay getting injured twice during the series. And so what are your thoughts on the Toronto Raptors winning their first NBA championship, and does it deserve to have an asterisk on it?
Well, I think first and foremost, you have to congratulate the Toronto Raptors on winning the championship. I don't think you can take anything away from them. Ultimately, they won. Yes, there was injuries, there was things involved that people maybe point to, but that's part of it. You know, ultimately, they were the better team throughout the whole season. Had an incredible playoff run. You know, beating the Sixers was probably the turning point. That could have gone either way, I think, that series. And then, of course, they took that on against the Milwaukee Bucks and finished it off against the Warriors in the finals, you know. And I think, overall, very, very impressive from the Raptors. I don't think you can take anything away from them. They came together at the right time, and the best player throughout the playoffs, Kawhi Leonard, proved to be the best player in the NBA Finals, and I think that was the difference.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then also, in the February episode, we covered when Marc Gasol was signed to the Toronto Raptors. That was a very good underrated pickup by Masai Ujiri. And it kind of showed in the playoffs where he was probably the second or third best player for the Toronto Raptors in terms of getting good points and being a leader in that team as well.
I think that was a huge pickup, someone of that stature to be able to bring him in to that team added a lot of value. Not only what he brought on the court, but of course his experience and just general leadership. That was a really great pickup, and I think that was one of the strengths of the Toronto Raptors had. I think they had great strength in numbers. The depth was probably the best in the league, and I think that's what took them over the edge, you know, because they ran other teams into the ground. I think the fact that they managed Kawhi Leonard's minutes throughout the regular season, throughout the famous load management, also paid dividends in the finals, because whilst everyone else was running out of steam, the Toronto Raptors were going very, very strong. So I think that made a big difference for them.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, and I think that's how the NBA is probably going to look at things in the future. Maybe looking at their depth and maybe strengthening on their bench, and hopefully that helps them out through the playoffs. And they will probably might see more superstars taking more games off than they were previously, just so they can mimic Kawhi Leonard. Because like they always say, it's a copycat league. Switching gears, so we look towards the free agency, which has changed the landscape of the NBA in both conferences. So for the first time in about 45 years, it looks like we have some sort of parity in the NBA. There's no more big threes. Before we had the Warriors big three with Klay, Steph and Durant, and then we had the Cavs, which was LeBron, Kyrie and Kevin Love. And then before that, we had the Miami big three. And before then, the last lone superstar to win the NBA championship was Dirk Nowitzki in 2011, and then this year we had Kawhi Leonard in 2019. And with Kawhi's decision, it looks like now it's a league of duos. And yeah, I just want to get your thoughts on the teams that you might have think won free agency, because in your podcast before you recorded, Kawhi Leonard has still hadn't chosen where he was going to go. So you had Utah, Brooklyn, and the Pelicans as the top three winners. So with the Clippers picking up Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, are they in your top three now?
Well, I think it's a great point. I think what Kawhi Leonard has done and how free agency, I mean, I have to say this has been the most incredible 8 days I've ever known from any NBA free agency period. What has happened, all the action, I don't think many people could have predicted. It's just been absolutely phenomenal, and so many ups and downs, and it's definitely kept us on our toes, and I've had to record a few extra episodes to keep up with everything. So it's been incredible. I think what Kawhi did, he certainly played the market. He certainly weighed up all his options, and he manipulated the market to go to the Clippers, to get Paul George to join him from Oklahoma City, to get that trade to happen, to join forces. I think was a genius move, of course. But where would I put the Clippers? I think they go on at the top of the list for the Western Conference. I think, as you said, the parity in the league now is something like we haven't seen in a long time, which is, I think, is great for the league. You know, I think there's maybe 8 to 10 teams in with a shout for winning the title next year. And I think we're so far away from everything that could happen throughout a long NBA season. But looking at it on paper now, there's a lot of teams that are in with a shout. And I would put the Clippers up there. I'd probably remove the Brooklyn Nets from my... Yeah. For my top three winners. You know, I absolutely love the Utah Jazz, what they did. I mean, we can still probably say now Utah Jazz could be the top team in the Western Conference. The Lakers could be. The Clippers could be.
Yeah, exactly.
The Denver Nuggets are still strong and growing, a young core. The Portland Trailblazers are not to be slept on. And, of course, you have the San Antonio Spurs. The Mavericks got better. So there's so many teams there now that are in with the running. I think what's fascinating about the Clippers and Oklahoma City Thunder trade was the amount that Oklahoma got back. I mean, it's a phenomenal haul that they received with the 5 first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I think he is a he's a fantastic player, which now puts the future of Russell Westbrook in doubt. I think it's probably inevitable that he gets dealt somewhere. And I'm a little bit skeptical on Paul George's health. I mean, I believe he's now had surgery on both shoulders this summer.
Yeah.
He's obviously had a horrific leg injury in the past. Kawhi Leonard won't be able to take 25 games off in the Western Conference and finish in the one seed,
yeah,
or exactly, even in the two seed. So I'm interested in how that plays out. I'm sure they'll make some more additions over this next few weeks go on and thinking out that roster a little bit. But it's a very fascinating trade, and one I think that's very, very good for both sides.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And I think people are overlooking the Lakers. Even though they didn't get Kawhi Leonard, they still have two great superstars who are LeBron James and Anthony Davis, who are probably the two out of the six top players. They're two of them right there. And then they've got a great supporting cast, which people are probably underrating right now, because we need to remember that some of these supporting casts, they're not really supposed to be playing huge minutes. They just need to do their job. And if they do their job very well, it's up to LeBron James and Anthony Davis to take them home. And I think a lot of people are saying the Clippers are the favourites. I think the Lakers are more of a favourite than the Clippers because they have LeBron James and Anthony Davis, where Kawhi Leonard might be the second best player out of the four, and then Paul George is, of course, the fourth out of those four players, which I just mentioned.
You're 100% right. I really like what the Lakers did. Of course, Kawhi Leonard would have been great to have, but you know, their sort of plan B has worked phenomenally. I think Danny Green is a gamer. I think he's proven on many championship teams that he does a little bit of everything. The shooting, the defense, the all-around experience, leadership he provides is a great pickup. Rondo is a leader. I think he showed he was very, very valuable to Lakers last year, so he can run the point. And I think Boogie Cousins, I think this past season is very difficult to come back from such a big injury and be really dominant right away. So that takes time. And I think that little bit of time with the Warriors and having another summer to get strong and back to where he was. I mean, people, I think, are sleeping on Boogie Cousins, because if he can stay healthy for the whole season, I mean, you say there isn't the big three. I mean, Boogie Cousins can average 20-20. I mean, he can any night to put up 40 points. So why couldn't that be a big three?
Exactly.
So I think that could be one. It's a low risk move. I think credit to Rob Pelinka. You know, I don't think he signed him to a massive deal. It's a 1-year contract, mid level exception, I believe. So I think from that point of view, that was a stroke of genius. The likes of Jared Dudley, he's a veteran, guys who want to be there. They wanted to go to the Lakers. They want to be part of this team that are going to do some really good things for that team. And I think they still need to add a little bit of defense. I think there's a couple guys that I would like them to add, maybe someone who can shut down maybe another player, because, you know, who's going to guard Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Kuzma, who's going to guard Paul George? Yeah. You don't want LeBron to exert too much energy on the defensive end too many times. And of course, in the playoffs, that's a different story. But
yeah,
there's a couple more additions that the Lakers could do. But I really like what they did, and they've put themselves in that list of contenders right away, for sure.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. Right now we have the Summer League going on, and we got to see Zion Williamson play in his first game. He demonstrated his great physical ability, but then there hasn't been a hype for a young player coming to the NBA since LeBron James. And what are your thoughts on Zion Williamson, and do you think he will fulfill the hype or even be the next LeBron James of the NBA?
Well, I mean, I think Zion Williamson is going to be a humongous hit as he continues to develop his game and get in this league. What a summer the Pelicans have had. I mean, to get this number one pick is incredible. To then draft the likes of Jackson Hayes, I think was a really nice pickup for them in the first round. And of course, that package from the Lakers, likes of Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and Josh Hart, and of course adding JJ Redick. So I think what a summer for the Pelicans. But going back to Zion, you know, I think he, as you can see now, he can be anything he wants. He's a freak of nature.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, not since LeBron have we seen a player like this. And if everything goes well for him, if his health stays intact, he seems to have a really good head on his shoulders. I can definitely see, you know, Zion being a big, big superstar for many years to come.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think a lot of talk has been about his shot. I think if you remember, when LeBron James came into the league, he didn't really have a shot. And he didn't really have a shot until maybe when he got to Miami, when he started having a jump shot and they're starting shooting the threes. So it's going to take it's going to take some time. So LeBron was about 7 years into the league when he actually found his proper shot. And I think Zion Williamson could take 7 years as well. But with all the media talking about Zion Williamson every single day, it might put a lot of pressure on him and make it seem like he's a bust. But I think if we can wait 4, 5, and 6 years for Zion Williamson to develop a shot and then go on to win and stuff, because LeBron James didn't win anything until his 8th season, I believe. Same with Michael Jordan, and same with a lot of great players. They didn't win the NBA championship in their first few seasons. It probably took them 7 and 8 years. So I think patience with Zion Williamson, and then we'll see how we develop from there.
Absolutely, Abdi. No, I think you make a very, very good point there. And ultimately, we're comparing him to LeBron James, who's arguably the greatest player of all time. So these are incredibly high standards that we're setting for him. He's got so much to develop in his all-around game. He's going to try and get away with a lot of his physical attributes in the first couple of years in the league. And, of course, he's going to have to develop his game, his shooting, his defense, his general understanding of the game and picking up the pace of the professional game. Of course, the physicality of the professional game, you know, I think there's a lot of things he's going to have to learn. And I'm sure he will. Like I said, I think he has sensible head on his shoulders. He seems like a really smart, educated man. And if he does all the right things, then I think he'll be a superstar for many, many years, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I'm so excited for the NBA season to start. Like, there's about, 4 months now till it starts. So I just can't wait to see how things are going to play out, because we love talking about it now. But then sometimes it's a completely different story, because who would have predicted the Raptors would have won the NBA championship a year ago? Asmi, I want to thank you for joining us on the N1 podcast. I'm a huge fan of your Season of Sports podcast. I love hearing your thoughts on the NFL, especially because there's nowhere else that I could listen to you NFL talk. Before I let you go, just tell our listeners a bit about the Season of Sports podcast.
Well, first and foremost, Abby, thanks a lot for having me on your podcast. Really appreciate it. And your kind words about my Season of Sports podcast. The NFL season is certainly coming up, so hopefully I'll be sharing a lot of my thoughts going forward. But my podcast is called The Season of Sports. Get it wherever you get your podcast from, Audioboom, iTunes, Spotify. And give it a listen, give it a review, and appreciate all the feedback.
Yeah, exactly. So have you got ready to start doing your NFL team yet for the fantasy?
In preseason, I'm going to give a couple of weeks in preseason. I'm sure I'll be swayed by Hard Knocks and all this kind of stuff that I get to watch. So
exactly, yeah.
And then I'll get my team ready in the next few weeks, that's for sure.
All right, cool, no worries. Amazing. I can't wait for the next episode. Really appreciate you for joining us on the annual podcast, Azmi.
Thank you.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed my chat with Abdi from the N1 podcast. A really cool guys. Make sure you check out their pod and their Twitter page. They really have some good insight on basketball, so I love listening to their podcast. Now it's time for the huddle. This is the part of the show where you send me your questions for the pod, and I answer as many of them as I can, of course. We've got a regular, actually, tweeter, Harris Maconia. He's come in with three questions. First and foremost, an NBA question. Kawhi to the Clippers, top or flop? As I mentioned, I think it's a really good deal for both franchises. You know, obviously, when Paul George made it clear that he didn't want to stay with the OKC Thunder, then this was a good trade and just an incredible haul. Puts the OKC Thunder in a really good position going forward, puts the Clippers in the championship window. I'm a little bit concerned about Paul George's injury history, so that's the part that I think makes me hold off on saying this is a humongous successful deal for the Clippers. So waiting to see how he comes back. And then, of course, in the OKC Thunder side is what do they do with Russ Westbrook? You know, where does he go? A couple of fits that I think could actually happen is Miami. They love their superstar power. Someone to team up with Jimmy Butler. They've got Goran Dragic on an expiring contract. Justice Winslow. You know, that could be sort of a package that could be done there. The Charlotte Hornets. Jumpman, Westbrook, you know, loves wearing his Jordans. A huge brand ambassador for them. So Charlotte needs a big face to carry that franchise and keep them in the playoffs. Or get them back in the playoffs, which is what they want to do. So there's a couple of fits, really. Minnesota, team up with Karl-Anthony Towns. Maybe they can make a deal. So that's the big one. But I think Kawhi to the Clippers, ultimately a top. How much chance do you give them? FK Sarajevo versus Celtic in a preliminary Champions League qualifying stage? Listen, I gave him a good chance. You know, this is the best time to play the likes of Celtic, you know, beginning of preseason. Not an ideal time for anyone. I don't think anyone will be firing in all guns and all cylinders at the moment. So this would be a good chance for Sarajevo. First leg at home. If they get a positive result with the crowd there and the fans, why couldn't they win that game? So I give him a good chance. But of course, Celtics go into this tie as favorites. But you never know what can happen. These two ties would be difficult. And the main thing is they need is a good positive result at home. And that gives him a good chance going into Celtic away. And an EPL question, can anyone dethrone City in the Premier League this year? Of course, the Premier League is competitive. Liverpool came close last year. Why couldn't they challenge again? Chelsea with Frank Lampard will be very, very interesting. I think they'll be very, very competitive and hungry. Man United will look to improve. Arsenal, of course. Spurs will be right there. So, of course, these teams are going to throw. I think Liverpool will probably be the biggest threat to them at the moment. And probably the biggest, most likely team to take them down. So some great questions, Harris. Really appreciate it. Actually, one of our other tweeters, At Yazdo Jay mentioned this. He thinks Kawhi Leonard is a top move. He thinks Sarri will have 20% chance of beating Celtic, which is okay, fair enough. And he also thinks that Liverpool are the favorites to challenge Man City. So we have Harrison _ on Twitter also answering these questions, which is great. He also thinks it's a good move for the Clippers. Doesn't think the Clippers will win a championship. He hasn't watched enough of Celtic to give an opinion on that. Maybe 10% really on Sarajevo having a chance against them. And doesn't think anyone can challenge Man City for the title this year. So really good interaction on our Twitter page, guys. Really appreciate it. Love that everyone's getting involved. Keep your questions coming in every time we do a pod. We'll try and get them out more regularly to you guys. Lots of things going on in the world of sport, especially the NBA. It's got me obsessed these days. So keep listening to us, guys. We're on Audio Boom, Spotify, iTunes. Give us a review, positive, negative. Love hearing from you guys, and we'll be back with you very, very soon.